بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله النبي الكريم. The intention that we make when we recite the durur upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is that we desire to acquire the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in our hearts, and through the durur pak sending salawat and salutations and greetings upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we aspire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this durood and through our expression of love and of honor to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will imbue our hearts with his love and will generate this compassion and will generate this love and this inner affinity for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the durood and salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will also grant us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maqad al-muqarraba indak. Allahumma rabb hadhihi da'wati al-qa'imati was-salati an-nafi'a. Salli ala Muhammad wa rida 'anni ridan la taskhatu ba'dahu abada. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin 'abdika wa rasulika wa salli ala al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي أمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعده واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي. وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل أسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني، اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. With the grace and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak and auspicious night. It is the 23rd night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, an odd night, and a great possibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elected this night to be that night of Qadr, and that night of power, and that night of decree, and that night which we all desire and we all seek. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fortify us with strength and with good courage, that we seek this night and we seek the opportunities in this night. And inshallah ta'ala, with dua and with our humble efforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and will endow us with the beauty and the greatness of this night. Together with our effort, we also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our efforts fall short. We do not have our gaze or our focus on our actions and our a'mal. Our a'mal may be weak and they may be deficient and they may fall short, but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that even something that is weak and that is deficient and is insufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His fadl and His mercy and His grace, He looks at the talab and the desire of the servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the desire and the eagerness of the person, that how much we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and how much we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, and according to His magnanimity and according to His grandeur and according to His treasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then endows and He bestows and He blesses. Therefore we find in this world sometimes a person wonders that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me so immensely. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a community or has given people such favors beyond their ability and beyond their capacity also. Our capacity is so limited, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's giving and His gifting to us is so great and it is so magnanimous that it is far, far beyond what we are capable of. So therefore we have our hope and our expectation in Allah's giving and in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity and His magnanimity, and inshallah then there is no limit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do for us. And we learn this from the dua of the Quran Sharif also. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for prosperity, he did not limit his prosperity to any portion of the world or to some part of what he wanted. But he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a kingdom that no one was given that kingdom ever before. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِ. That, oh Allah, give me such a kingdom that no one will ever have such a kingdom ever again. And when Allah blessed him, what did Allah Ta'ala bless him with? Allah blessed him with the kingdom of the land. Allah kingdom blessed him with the kingdom of the animals, the speech of the animals. Allah blessed him with the kingdom of the oceans. Allah blessed him with the kingdom of the wind. And Allah gave him everything more than any human being could ever possess and have control over. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and magnanimity, and we must not fall short, or we must not feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have the capacity, or I am not so deserving, therefore Allah will give me less. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best, and we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the most. And the most that we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for is to ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to give us His nisbat and His friendship, and to give us that true relationship with Him, that true closeness and proximity, that is the priceless favor of these nights. That if on this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that treasure, and Allah ta'ala gives us that heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that favor and that bounty, then indeed we are the most wealthy people in the world. Innal ghina ghina al-qalb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in the hadith that true wealth, the best wealth, the most precious wealth that a person can ever possess is the wealth of the heart. It is the treasure of the heart. It is the favor and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embeds in the heart of a believer. That sukoon e dil, that contentment, that happiness, that fulfillment, that desire to make the dhikr of Allah and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time and to be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the greatest treasure and ability that a person can possess. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to endow us with these favors on these Mubarak nights. My dear friends, we have recited an ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah ta'ala has instructed us that ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. That, O believers, O people who have brought iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Be consistent and be constant in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transform your life. How will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala transform our lives? وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Three things will happen for a person who latches himself and attaches himself onto the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that we must make a commitment of. Let's make a commitment in this Ramadan, on this night, in these last 10 days, that, oh Allah, we want this malaka. In Urdu, the word malaka means a great ability, a strength, a power. Malaka means a power. Oh Allah, give us the power and this ability and this commitment to dhikr. Because when we will bring into our lives this ability and this power, then we will find that every other act and every other work of ours will be powered up. Dhikr is the power station. It is the power supplier to everything else that we do. And when we are able to become committed and devoted to this very important amal and action, then we find we will be able to find power in everything else. Our words will then have effect and power. Our actions will then become effective. our work will also become very easy and effective. It will become filled with a lot of ruhaniyat and a lot of effect and a lot of goodness. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. Those people who are the dhakirin, those people who develop the ability to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salutations upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is directed towards them. When a person makes zikr, then he draws Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention towards him. And this Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, you make my dhikr, and my attention, my special mercy will turn towards you. So a very simple way, a very easy way to draw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention is through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ. That's the first thing that happens for a person who becomes a dhakir. And this quality of zikr, my dear friends, it is a salient feature of a mu'min and a believer. A person who has iman, it is not possible for a person who has iman not to have zikr. Zikr and iman go in tandem. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different qualities of the believers, Allah ta'ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. That the believers are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently and abundantly. So, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And the malaika also begin to seek forgiveness for the dhakir. That, oh Allah, this person is remembering you, therefore we are seeking forgiveness for him. يُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to turn this person's heart away from temptations and from evil and from wrong and from detractions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns it towards nur, towards light and towards illumination. So the power of zikr is something that is unlimited in the life of a mu'min and a believer. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a sahabi by the name of Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Later on he became known as Abdullah Zulbijadain. Now what had happened to him was, he was from a very poor family. Father had passed away. Mother was destitute, poor. And his uncle had taken him under his guardianship. And he gave him, uncle was very wealthy. So his uncle gave him everything that a young person would wish for. And took care, very good care of him. However, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with Islam, then this person, Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, her heart turned towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he accepted Islam. He accepted Islam, and as soon as he did this, his uncle, who was an idol worshipper, he abandoned him. He told him, now that you have made a decision to join Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are no longer under my care. And he took all his possessions away. He had a lot of riches and wealth that he had given him. He took everything away to the extent that he took his clothes away also. So he had no clothes on his back. So this person, Abdullah Zulbijadain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was now completely impoverished. He was destitute. He did not even have clothes. He went to his mother. His mother was alive. His mother gave him a sheet, a coarse sheet, because she had nothing also. And that sheet had stripes on it. So he took the sheet and he tore it into two, and he used one for his upper, as an upper garment, and he used the other sheet as his lower garment. And then he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, he embraced him. He gave him encouragement. He consoled him. And he told him not to worry. Whatever you have lost, don't worry. You are now in my care and in my guardianship. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave him the title Zulbijadain. Zulbijadain means the possessor of a striped sheet because of the clothing or the sheets that he was wearing. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, and listen to this favor and this ni'mat that he enjoyed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you now sit at my door. You sit by my door. Imagine some pious person, our ustad, somebody great, tells us, you can come and sit by my house. You sit by me. Sit near me, sit in my house. What will we say? How happy we will be? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a poor person who had absolutely nothing, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the honor to sit by the door of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So this person, Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, used to sit by the door of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is mentioned in the riwayat, in the hadith, that he used to make loud zikr. He used to sit by the door of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to make loud zikr, and he used to make loud tilawat. And he used to continue making dhikr, he used to continue making tilawat there by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's door. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never stopped him. Sometimes certain Sahaba used to come and they used to say that this person is showing off. Why is he saying loudly? Why is he making zikr loudly? You should do it softly if you want to make ibadat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say that leave him, he is making zikr. Eventually, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a narrator of the hadith, he mentions on one occasion, or rather it was during the return from the battle of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk. He said, we were returning from Tabuk, and in the distance I saw a moving light. He saw like a fire or a light that was moving. And he said, I got curious to go and see now what is happening. So he went, he followed the light, and he says he comes to a point where there is a grave that is dug. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there, and they are carrying the body of Hazrat Abdullah bin Zulbijadain, and in the grave Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing and they are passing the body to him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the body of the Sahabi and buries it with his own Mubarak hands. And then they do the burial and the dafan, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him and he says, oh Allah, you be pleased with him, you be pleased with him just as he had pleased you. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that at that moment I wish that I was the inmate of that grave. So this is the power of zikr, and this is the power of the love of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that takes root in the heart of a person, and through this a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, elevates a person to such ranks that he becomes the envy of other people. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with these great opportunities, these great favors, these great bounties. And there is no limit to the treasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should ask and we should drink to our heart's content on these nights. There is no limit to what we can ask for. We should ask Allah ta'ala for the best. If we are young, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything of the best in this world, the best of this dunya and the best of the akhirat, the best of the internal favors and the best of the external favors. Of course, everything that Allah Ta'ala gives us, we must be humble with it, we must share it, we must be generous, we must be kind, we must be good, and use the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the obedience of Allah and towards the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The young people of this ummah have got great amount of potential. Allah has given everyone ability. Allah has given us opportunity. Allah Ta'ala has given resources. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so much. So therefore, we use all of these opportunities and these resources for the upliftment of our deen and for the progress of Islam, and in that way inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will endow us with more also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept us for the khidmat and the servant of the deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept one and all of us inshallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith sharif that ana jalisu man dhakarani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I sit with those and I accompany those who remember me. And the dhikr that is made in a congregation that is accompanied by the malaika and the angels. The angels on a night like this, they come and they greet those people who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are expectant and we are hopeful that the malaika will come and will greet us and will make musafaha with us. Insha'Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the musafaha of the malaika tonight. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant it to us. We are sitting in the house of Allah. We are making the dhikr of Allah. And we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also insha'Allah be accompanying us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these favors. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the detergent of the heart. It is the medication of the heart. It is the power of the heart. And therefore we should make it with a lot of attention, sincerity, with a lot of devotion, and a lot of love, and a lot of affection. That we must feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name that is coming into our heart, and cleansing and purifying our heart. And everything that is besides Allah is being evaporated and removed from this heart of ours. This is what the kalima la ilaha illallah does. The negation is la ilaha. There is nothing, there is no one. There is absolutely no power, and there is nothing that can do, or nothing that can help, or no one that can give us anything, or cannot give us victory, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illallah is the affirmation. So therefore we focus on the locus of the heart, and the ruh, and we say la ilaha illallah. أفضل ذكر لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 اللهم طهر قلوبنا عن غيرك ونور قلوبنا بنور معرفتك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts of everything besides Him. Allahumma tahhir qulubana an ghayrik wa nawwir qulubana bi nuri ma'rifatik, and to illuminate our hearts with the noor of Allah's greatness and His recognition through His dhikrullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the locks and the latches of our heart through His dhikr. وأزبغ علينا من فضلك وجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His dhikr enshroud us with His fadl and His mercy and His grace and make us from His pious servants.
Dil ko agar chamkana hai to kar lo zikr illallah 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 illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beautiful, the most delicious, the most sweet name that a person can ever bring upon his tongue. And the sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is experienced by the person who takes the name of Allah ta'ala with a lot of love, with a lot of devotion, and with a lot of attention, and with a lot of sincerity that, oh Allah, I want your name, I want your love, I want your muhabbat to permeate from my tongue into my heart and to go into every fiber of my body. So therefore we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this great expectation and hope and dua that, oh Allah, let our entire body become engulfed with your love and muhabbat through the dhikr of Allahu Allah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai.
Allah Allah is such a beautiful and delicious name that it is the cup and the drink of the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us his true lovers and grant us his love and muhabbat.
Allah, 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 Allah,
la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman kaseeran kaseeran kaseera.
Dil mera ho jaye ek medane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu.
Oh Allah, make our heart an open field, an open effulgence of fragrance of your name and your love and your muhabbat, O Allah. O Allah, and they must only reside in our heart, your love and your name and your muhabbat and your consciousness and your presence. Ya Allah, if you grant us this favor and ni'mat and bounty, then everything will fall in place for us, everything will become a pleasure for us, everything will become happy for us, everything will become in conformity for us through your love and your muhabbat and your name and your happiness and your guidance, Ya Allah. We ask you for all your favors on this Mubarak night. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa akmala lana dinana wa tamma alayna ni'mata wa radiya lana al-islam deena. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islam deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كل دقه وجله أوله وآخره علاثيته وسره Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive each and every sin that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the small sins and the big sins. Oh Allah, forgive the open sins and the concealed sins. Oh Allah, forgive each and every sin that we have committed in the night of the day, in the light of the day, and in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. Ya Karim Allah, you know better than us what our sins are. Oh Allah, you are all knowledgeable, you are fully acquainted with each and everything that we have done. Oh Karim Allah, we sin and we forget. Ya Allah, you do not forget, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware and you are all aware and you are fully aware. Ya Karim Allah, do not seize us, Ya Allah. Do not try us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not punish us, Ya Karim Allah. Ya Allah, have favor upon us, O Karim Allah. Favor us with your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars and sinners. Ya Allah, you are the gifter and the giver. Oh Allah, we are asking for your gift of forgiveness tonight. Ya Allah, this beautiful 23rd night of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, in this masjid. Ya Allah, there are so many of our young friends here. There are so many of our elderly people here. Ya Allah, so many who are listening at home over the receivers, our mothers and sisters. Oh Allah, through the barakah and the sincerity and the piety of all those who are listening and who have lifted their hands in dua, Oh Allah, you accept our forgiveness, Ya Allah. We are making collective forgiveness to you, Oh Allah. Tubu ilallah, tubu ilallahi jami'a. Oh Allah, in the Quran you have said that we should collectively ask for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, you look at the sincerity of one of your sincere servants, O Allah. It may be one of the masoom children. It may be one of the elderly women folk. It may be one of our senior elders and fathers. It may be one young person who is sitting here with a sincere heart of tawbah and repentance. And through that person's sincerity, we are all forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our tawbah tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to put our past life behind us, O Kareem Allah. O Allah, our life has passed so fast. Oh Allah, in the blink of an eye, and we are already old, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, tomorrow will be the day to meet you, Ya Allah. What do we have? We have nothing to present, Oh Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, what are we going to present to you, Oh Kareem Allah? Ya Allah, you have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us to task for our gunas and our sins, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, shower us with your forgiveness and your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are most undeserving. We are most ungrateful. Ya Allah, we are most forgetful. O Allah, we use your ni'mat and we forget, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we use your ni'mat to displease you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how ungrateful can we be, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, fix our habits, O Allah. Let us become grateful servants, O Allah. Let us appreciate your ni'mas, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be those who complain about things, O Kareem Allah. Let us be grateful for each and every ni'mat and bounty you have bestowed us upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, on this Mubarak night, you grant us Laylatul Qadr, O Allah. Ya Allah, if this is the night, then make it the night for us, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever ibadat we have done from the beginning of this night, our Maghrib Salah, our Isha Salah, the Taraweeh Salah, the du'as that have been made, the programs that have been held up till now, Oh Allah, you accept everything, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, we have taken your name, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, we have made your zikr, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, we have not taken the name of an idol or any other deity, Oh Allah. We have taken the name of La ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah. Ya Allah, there is nothing and no one besides you, Oh Allah. Ya Allah, we worship you alone, Oh Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we turn to you, Oh Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. You are the only one that we seek help from and you are the only one that we worship. O Allah, Ya Allah, let us worship you till our dying day, O Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka imanan la yartad. O Allah, give us such iman that will never dwindle and never fail, O Allah. We will never turn back on our iman, O Allah. Give us kamil iman, Ya Allah. Give us perfect iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us our iman that is embedded in our heart till our dying day and we die with this iman, O Allah. Ya Allah, at the time that we are leaving this world, you give us perfect iman, Ya Allah. Let us leave the world with the kalima la ilaha إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a good clean life. Allahumma inna nas'aluka 'eeshatan naqiyya. Give us a clean life, Ya Allah. Give us a life free of faults and sins, Ya Allah. Give us a life of good manners and habits and good work, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a life of good character, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, correct our speech, O Kareem Allah. Correct our communication, O Allah. Correct our interaction with people, O Allah. Correct our transactions, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us rectification in our life, Ya Allah. Make us good human beings, O Allah. Give us insaniyat, Ya Allah. Let us become insan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our humanity and our humanness return, O Allah. Ya Allah, take out the animal tendencies from us, O Allah. Save us from all these ill diseases, O Allah. The diseases of the heart, the muhlikat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, get rid of our pride, O Allah. Our jealousy, our hasad, our bitterness, our vengeance, our rancor, all those things that are corroding and corrupting the heart, O Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a new heart, O Allah. O Kareem Allah, the transformer of the heart, the reviver of our heart. O Allah, you revive our hearts, O Allah. Give life to our hearts, O Allah. Transform our hearts, O Allah. Transform our life, Ya Kareem Allah. Give us a new, beautiful life, O Allah. From now till our last breath, Ya Allah, give us all your ni'mats of spirituality, O Allah. Give us the ni'mats of the heart, O Allah. Let us give us qalb-e-salim, Ya Kareem Allah. O Allah, Ya Rahman, you bless each and every one of us who have come for this program, Ya Allah. Everyone who is listening tonight, Ya Allah, you grant them the best of dunya and the best of the akhirah. Fulfill all our wishes and our desires, O Allah. We ask you for khair and goodness in everything, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi, ajilihi wa ajili. Ya Allah, we want all your goodness now and all the goodness of today, Ya Allah. Give us the best of today. Give us the best of all your immediate favors, O Allah. And give us all your future favors, O Allah. Give us the best of this life and the best of the akhirah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Give us blessings and barakah in our homes, Ya Allah. Give us happiness in our homes, Ya Allah. Those who will be getting married, Ya Allah, bless their marriages and their unions, Ya Allah. Those who are married, Ya Allah, give everyone understanding, Ya Allah. Let us treat our spouses well, O Kareem Allah. Let us not become oppressors and become dictators towards our spouses and our partners, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, save us from oppressing others, O Allah. Let there be happiness and harmony in our homes, Ya Allah. Give a lot of barakah and prosperity in our homes, O Allah. Let deen flourish from our homes, O Allah. Make our children obedient towards us, O Allah. Make our children pious and follow deenul Islam, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let our progenies till the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, let our progenies be from among those who will be the reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, keep our children till the day of Qiyamah upon Siratul Mustaqim, O Allah. Save them from the fitan and the trials of the time, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. So many people have asked for du'as. People are unwell and sick. Grant everyone shifa. Kamila, ajila, mustamirra, Ya Allah. We are spiritually sick. We are physically sick. Ya Allah, you remove all our diseases and sicknesses. O Allah, give us shifa. Kamila, ajila, Ya Allah. Give us spiritual good health and give us physical good health, O Allah. Give us sihat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your ma'rifat and your recognition, O Allah. Let us understand and realize your greatness, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, apni muhabbat نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنی معرفت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنی معیت نصیب فرما یا اللہ خیر اور کرم فرما یا اللہ رحمتوں کا نزول فرما برکتوں کا نزول فرما درد دل عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمت عطا فرما یا اللہ لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما یا اللہ شرح صدر نصیب فرما یا اللہ ایمان کامل نصیب فرما یا اللہ لسان ذاکر نصیب فرما یا اللہ قلب شاکر نصیب فرما یا اللہ قلب سلیم نصیب فرما یا اللہ تمام نعمتوں سے نواز دے یا اللہ. یا اللہ, ہم بیکاری ہے, ساحل ہے. یا اللہ, وی آر ڈیسٹیٹیوٹ, وی آر بیگرز, او اللہ. Ya Allah, you are the giver. Give us from the best of your favors, Ya Allah. Let the flow of your treasures flow always upon us, O Allah. Ya Allah, increase your favors as our life increases, O Allah. As our life progresses, Ya Allah, increase your favors upon us. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world are in dire difficulty, O Allah. Fires are burning around the world, O Allah. O Allah, we have no words left, Ya Kareem Allah. Each and every one of us, our hearts are so pained, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot think and fathom what is happening anymore, O Allah. We find it difficult to eat also, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, bring an end to the suffering, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring an end to the suffering, Ya Allah. Grant victory to the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them a resounding victory, O Allah. Ya Allah, those who are the baghis, the rebels, those who are rebelling, those who are oppressing the tyrants, the dictators, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you find a way to give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Make the faisla of hidayat for them, O Allah. But, O Allah, if there is no hidayat and they are obstinate and they are stubborn in their plans, O Allah, then you destroy them, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, crash them into the earth, Ya Allah. Let them sink into the earth, O Allah. Let their bombs turn against them, O Allah. Let their planes crash against each other, O Allah. Ya Allah, you remove them. And you destroy them like how you removed and destroyed the Aad and the Samud, O Kareem Allah. You send the winds to destroy them, O Allah. You send your armies to destroy them, O Allah. You unleash the most ferocious army on them, O Allah. O Allah, junudu samawati wal aud. The armies of the heavens and the earth are in your control, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you send your nusrat and your madat, O Kareem Allah. There is no help besides your help, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking your help and your madat and your assistance, O Allah. No one else will be able to save us and protect us, O Allah, besides you. Ya Kareem Allah, people around the world are in different forms of difficulty. You ease everyone's difficulty. Ya Allah, you bring hidayat into this world, Ya Allah. Let the winds of hidayat spread throughout this world, Ya Allah. From this masjid, Ya Allah, you let us leave here with forgiveness today, O Allah. Before we wake up from our places, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Accept the itikaf of the mu'takifin. Accept the coming of everyone, Ya Allah. Our young friends who have come here with great amount of courage, Ya Allah. You strengthen them, Ya Allah. You strengthen all of us, O Allah. Let us be consistent in our dhikr and in our amal, Ya Allah. Give us hidayah to perform our salah with a lot of devotion and with a lot of steadfastness, Ya Kareem Allah. Give us steadfastness upon kalimatayba la ilaha illallah. Make us from the dhakirin, shakirin, munibin, muhibbin, muttaqin, salihin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with all your good favors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, many people have asked for dua. You accept all the good duas of everyone. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma istahadha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balag. Allahumma munzil al-kitab wa mujriya al-sahab, hazim al-ahzab, ihzimhum, ihzimhum wa zalzilhum Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma shattit شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم فرق بينهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم اللهم زلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا الله you shower mercy and blessings upon our dead, Ya Allah. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur, Ya Allah. Make the graves gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Send the isal al-sawab of all our good deeds to them, Ya Allah. Make everyone happy in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Let them become happy with our good deeds from this world, O Allah. Ya Allah, take us with iman and raise us with iman, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. We can make our own dua for 1 minute. یا اللہ تو اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جائے اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جائے اپنی نسبت اور معرفت عطا فرما لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما توبت نصوحہ نصیب فرما قلب سلیم نصیب فرما لسان ذاکر نصیب فرما قلب شاکر نصیب فرما یا اللہ all our pious مشائخ یا اللہ especially حضرت مولانا یونس پٹیل رحمۃ اللہ علیہ and all our other مشائخ یا اللہ you give them جزائے خیر یا اللہ for all their ta'aleem towards us, their shafqat, their love, their muhabbat towards us, Ya Allah. You raise them and you elevate them in al-akhirah, Ya Allah. You let them become happy with us, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let us not do those things that will make them sad and upset in al-akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon us and let us be steadfast upon deen. Wa sallillahumma wa sallam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadi wa alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Ameen bi rahmatika ya Allah. جزاك الله خير.